Homer mystery writer Dana Stabenow has just released the 19th novel in her Kate Chugach series. For the first time ever, the private investigator Chugach meets up with another series character of Stabenow's, Liam Campbell. Restless in the Grave begins in Afghanistan, where a young man is forced into shooting down a helicopter, and then we find ourselves in southwest Alaska. Dana wouldn't budge when I pressed for the connection between the Middle East and the remote areas of Alaska, saying it would give away too much of the mystery. But she did tell me that it started with her decision to kill off a fictional, unpopular Alaska pilot with a Super Cub. She wanted a wide suspect pool, so she quizzed a Homer pilot and a mechanic for an easy way to sabotage a plane. He suggested simply loosening a nut on an oil filter.
All you need is an open-end box wrench to do that. It'd take 5 minutes. You know, unbutton the cowling, a half a turn. He said, button it back up, walk away. He said, you could definitely get away with that. Anybody could do that. And he told me chapter and verse what would happen. And I said, how do you know this? And he looked at me with kind of a smile, and he said, because I did that myself. He didn't tighten down the nut on the filter.
Oh, no.
And it started backing up the vibration of the engine once he got into the air. Once the it started and he's gotten into the air, it started to back off on the oil filter like that and landed really quickly. So he told me, so chapter and verse, everything in the, and I'm not giving anything away because the murder has already been committed. If it is a murder, because we don't know that at first.
That's
so
right.
There's that. And then the overarching plot, including the Pakistan-Afghanistan part of the plot, is something that I thought up on my own. And then I went in to talk to Eric Gonzalez at the FBI, which I do occasionally go talk to him about stuff. They're so great. The FBI is so great. I mean, it's not their job to help me find plots for my novels, but they've been so great in, carving out 5-10 minutes of their time. So I go in and I sit down and I run the plot by him. And he just sort of sits at me, staring, pretty much white to the lips. And he said, God, Danny, he said, we're really worried about that. So I was so happy to frighten the FBI. And there was no going back. And that's where this book comes from, is from those two things. So I'm looking around the map of Alaska, as I do, because it all starts with a place, with me. And I thought, ooh, southwest Alaska, Kate's never been there. And I thought, oh, that's Liam's country. And then I went, oh.
I was going to ask about that. Liam Campbell teams up with Kate for the first time. How long has he sort of been on hiatus from his own series, and why bring him into Kate's world?
Boy, okay, you would ask me that. It's been a while. The books have been out of print for a while, long enough for the rights to revert to me, and I actually brought them back into publication as e-books here last year. Why do it? Mostly because I could. It was hard, though. If I had known how hard it was going to be, I'm not sure. I think my heart would have failed me and I would have figured out something else. Because the two casts of characters, I'm proud to say, are both very strong, with very strong voices and very strong personalities and individuals and life, lives. And trying to meld the two of them together was very difficult. And I finally had to just ask myself, okay, is this a Liam Campbell novel or is this a Kate Chugach novel? And it is a Kate Chugach novel. So the novel has to be told in Kate's voice, and it is. Which is not to say that you don't get to visit with all the Liam Campbell characters, because you pretty much do. And there are some new ones, I think, that people will enjoy. Some that I certainly enjoyed.
When people come to your stories and kind of come into Kate's house and her world, what do you want them to leave with? What are you hoping their experience is?
I hope they had a good time. I'm an entertainer. This book is, what, $25? If they don't get $25 worth of entertainment out of this book, I'm not doing my job. And I know I've said that before, but I mean it. It is what drives me. This is, I'm the guy with the bowl, a little wooden bowl at the fire, it's telling stories around the fire, hoping to get a few coins in the bowl before everybody rolls in for the night. That's me. I'm heir to a long, human tradition of storytelling, and we all need stories. And we all need a little R&R at the end of our days. And I'm hoping that I provide that for the people who read my books. Yeah.
Well, Dana, I almost hate to ask this next question because
oh, no, I'm scared.
No, it's because it always reminds me of after I've made some epic meal and one of the kids would say, well, so what are you making for dinner tomorrow?
Like, you want to know what's coming next? Oh, shoot me now. You're as bad as the fans. They get on Facebook and say, well, okay, I finished it. I loved it. When's the next one coming out? And it's like, oh, God.
All this responsibility.
I want to go fling myself into the sea or, you know, open a vein and climb into a warm tub. I'm working on the next Kate Chugach novel. I hope to have it finished by the end of April, I hope. By the end of March, actually, I'm hoping to. It should be in New York probably by June 1st, I think. I can't remember what the due date is on it. And it'll be another Kate Chugach novel. And think Romeo and Juliet.
Ooh.
Kate's going back to the park, but not to Nanilna. There's going to be something happening somewhere else.
Dana Stavnow is a New York Times best-selling fiction writer from Homer. Links to Restless in the Grave are at our website, alaskapublic.org.